COVID-19 vaccination. A guide for children and young people. A leaflet from the NHS and UK Health Security Agency. This leaflet explains the coronavirus COVID-19 vaccination programme for eligible children and young people. What is COVID-19 or coronavirus? COVID-19 is a very infectious respiratory disease caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Very few children and young people with COVID-19 infection go on to have severe disease. There is no cure for COVID-19, although some newly tested treatments do help to reduce the risk of complications. The NHS is offering COVID-19 vaccine to children and young people. This includes those aged 12 to 17 years at increased risk from infection who will need 2 doses of the vaccine 8 weeks apart. All other young people aged 12 to 17 years will be offered a first dose of vaccine. The timing of a second dose for these 12 to 17-year-olds will be confirmed later. Are you at risk from COVID-19 infection? Coronavirus can affect anyone. Some children and young people are at greater risk, including those living with serious conditions such as cancers, such as leukemia or lymphoma, diabetes, serious heart problems, chest complaint or breathing difficulties, including poorly controlled asthma, kidney, liver or a gut disease, lowered immunity due to disease or treatment, steroid medication, chemotherapy or radiotherapy, an organ transplant, a neurodisability or neuromuscular condition, a severe or profound learning disability, Down syndrome, a problem with your spleen, for example, sickle cell disease, or you have had your spleen removed, epilepsy, serious genetic problems, other serious medical conditions as advised by your doctor or specialist. Your specialist or GP will tell you if you need the COVID-19 vaccination. For most children and young people, COVID-19 is usually a milder illness that rarely leads to complications. For a very few, the symptoms may last for longer than the usual 2 to 3 weeks. The vaccination will help to protect you against COVID-19. Currently, the vaccine licensed for children and young people is the Pfizer vaccine. This is what you will be offered. Will the vaccine protect me? The COVID-19 vaccination will reduce the chance of you suffering from COVID-19 disease. It may take a few weeks for your body to build up some protection from the vaccine. You should get good protection from the first dose. Having the second dose should give you longer-lasting protection against the virus. Like all medicines, no vaccine is completely effective. Some people may still get COVID-19 despite having a vaccination, but this should be less severe. Further information is available on symptoms at NHS.uk. The vaccines do not contain organisms that grow in the body and so are safe for children and young people with disorders of the immune system. These people may not respond so well to the vaccine, but it should offer them protection against severe disease. What about giving consent? You will probably want to share information about the vaccine with your parents and discuss it together. If you are being offered the vaccination at school, you may be given a consent form that your parent or guardian should sign, giving permission for you to have the vaccination. The nurse or GP will discuss the COVID-19 vaccine with you at your appointment and will be able to answer any questions you may have. The printed consent form, including an audio version, can be downloaded at bit.ly/COVCYP-form. Common side effects. Like all medicines, vaccines can cause side effects. Most of these are mild and short-term, and not everyone gets them. With the vaccine we use in the under-18s, side effects are more common with the second dose. Very common side effects include having a painful, heavy feeling and tenderness in the arm where you had your injection. This tends to be worst around 1 to 2 days after the vaccination. Feeling tired, headache, general aches or mild flu-like symptoms. You can rest and take paracetamol. Follow the dose advice in the packaging to help make you feel better. Although feeling feverish is not uncommon for 2 to 3 days, a high temperature is unusual and may indicate you have COVID-19 or another infection. Symptoms following vaccination normally last less than a week. If your symptoms seem to get worse, or if you are concerned, you or your parents can contact NHS 111 by phone, online at 111.nhs.uk, by NHS 111 British Sign Language BSL Interpreter Service via www.nhs.uk/111 or by text phone on 1800 111. Less common side effects. Recently, cases of inflammation of the heart, called myocarditis or pericarditis, have been reported very rarely after COVID-19 vaccines. Most of these cases have been in younger men and usually a few days after the second vaccination. Most people recovered and felt better following rest and simple treatments. You should seek medical advice urgently if you experience chest pain, shortness of breath, feelings of having a fast-beating, fluttering, or pounding heart. Keep your record card safe. If you or your parents or carers do seek advice from a doctor or nurse, make sure you tell them about your vaccination. Show them the vaccination card if possible, so that they can assess you properly. You or your parents and carers can also report suspected side effects to vaccines and medicines online through the Coronavirus Yellow Card Scheme by visiting coronavirus-yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk. Can you catch COVID-19 from the vaccine? You cannot catch COVID-19 from the vaccine, but it is possible to have caught COVID-19 and not have the symptoms until after your vaccination appointment. The most important symptoms of COVID-19 are recent onset of any of the following: a new continuous cough, a high temperature, a loss of or change in your normal sense of taste or smell. If you have any of these symptoms, stay at home and arrange to have a test. What to do next? After you have had the first dose, you may be given a second appointment sometime later. Your record card will show the details of the first dose. You will be advised on the right timing for your second dose to help give the best and longest lasting protection for you. If you are not well when your appointment is due, you should not attend a vaccine appointment if you are self-isolating or waiting for a COVID-19 test. Ideally, you should wait 12 weeks after having a positive COVID-19 test, or at least 4 weeks if you are at higher risk. How is COVID-19 spread? COVID-19 is spread through droplets breathed out from the nose or mouth, particularly when speaking or coughing. It can also be picked up by touching your eyes, nose, and mouth after contact with contaminated objects and surfaces. You must still follow any national or local restrictions, and, where advised, wear a face mask. Wash your hands regularly. Open windows to let fresh air in. Follow the current guidance. Find out more at gov.uk/coronavirus. Further information. You or your parents should read the product information leaflet for more details on your vaccine, including possible side effects, on the Coronavirus Yellow Card website. You can also report suspected side effects on the same website or by downloading the Yellow Card app at coronavirus-yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk/product information. Further information is available from nhs.uk/conditions/coronavirus-covid-19/coronavirus-vaccination. A printed consent form should be given with the leaflet, and there is an audio guide to completing the form. Both the printed form and audio guide can be downloaded from bit.ly/covcyp-form. This audio leaflet is also available as an easy read version in simple text, Braille, a BSL video, a standard English version, and translated into 27 languages. To order or download copies of the leaflet, visit www.healthpublications.gov.uk, call 0300 123 1002, or by text phone on 0300 123 1003. Lines open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. Crown Copyright 2021. UK Health Security Agency Gateway Number 202-1849. Product Code COV-2021-CYPEN-AU November 2021. APS.